commentary on the messages of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei.
Brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Mudarrisi, and we shall now examine more closely the message delivered by our leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei, on the occasion of the 37th anniversary of the demise of the founder of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, and the anniversary of Eid Ghadir. In one part of the message, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei says, "Yes, dear Khamenei's school of thought is the same school as that of the great Khomeini, continuing along the path of the pure Islamic teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Its foundation is based on rising for the sake of God, and the followers of this school are ready in ranks to establish justice, eradicate falsehood, and to strive upon this luminous path." So, in this part of the message, we understand that the school of the martyred Imam is a continuation of the school of the late Imam Khomeini. The statement that the school of the dear Ayatollah Khamenei is the very same school of that of great Khomeini expresses the discursive unity between the two leaders. From this perspective, the role of the martyred leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Husseini Khamenei, is defined as deepening, expanding, institution building, and shaping society along the path of formation initiated by the late Imam. The constitutive features of the revolutionary human being within this school are mentioned. The supreme leader identifies the following qualities as defining characteristics of the Iranian nation. Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei says that the Iranian nation have faith, they are full of intelligence and courage, they have a sense of rightful ownership of their country, they have the capacity to shape and bring about historical transformations. He says the Iranian people are embracing the motto of "we can." He says that Iranian nation are supportive of the oppressed as both a religious and national responsibility. So you see, these characteristics collectively construct an image of the revolutionary human being. If you want to know what a revolutionary human being is like, this is what it should be like. These are the characteristics that collectively construct an image of the revolutionary human being as an active, as a self-confident, as a kind of agent that is courageous and responsible, whose identity is grounded in simultaneously in religious commitment and national responsibility. So, what this part of the message is doing by mentioning the different characteristics of the Iranian people is that it is letting us know how we should be following this path.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all my years. I've been You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh, Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.